Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chagiga Chaf Beis, Chagiga 22a, pagination is 43. We mentioned on the previous daf, going back to the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis, 20b, that there was a Chomer Bakodesh Mibatruma, a stringency of Kodshim, items from the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to Truma, the tithe from grain that goes to the Kohen, in that Kodshim was more strict when it came to mikvah, immersing a vessel in the mikvah. Shematvilim kelim besoch kelim lisruma, because you're allowed to immerse a vessel within a vessel when it was dealing with truma, the tithe, avalola kodesh, but when it came to a utensil that you wanted to use together with things from the Beis HaMikdash, that was not an acceptable method of immersing it, and you had to do each vessel separately. We mentioned the opinions of Rabbi Ila and of Rava in explaining this Mishnah. Rav Ila is of the opinion that the issue here is Mipnei Shekvedo Shalkli Chotzeitz, because we're worried that the weight of the inner vessel is not going to let water, mikvah water, go in between it and the outer vessel, and therefore the tevila is not going to be valid for the inner or the outer vessel. This is not such a big concern, because if it was a big concern, it wouldn't be good for Truma either, but it was a concern, and we only imposed the concern by Kodshim. By other things, Truma and Chulin, as long as you make sure to the best of your knowledge that in fact the water's getting in, we trust you and that's fine. But when it came to Kodshim, if you preceded vessels within vessels, Ravila says the concern is maybe there will be a chatzitza that it's not letting water in between, and therefore even if you did it well, it's simply not a valid tevila for Kodshim. Rava said that there is a different case in the Mishnah that deals with Chatzitza and telling us that Kodshim is more strict than Truma when it comes to Chatzitza immersing in the mikvah. And therefore, Rava learns that this case of vessels within vessels is a problem for a totally different reason, and that is Gizero Shemayatvil Machtin Vitzinoros Bekli She'ein Bepiv Kishifoferes Hanot. We're worried that you're going to immerse little utensils within an outer utensil that does not have a big spout. If it has a big spout, so then halachically it's a valid immersion, even for the inner items, because the water that's inside the outer vessel is connected to the water of the mikvah. And it's one big mikvah water experience, and these little utensils are going to be tahor from this tevila. However, Rava says the concern is if the spout is smaller than this amount of shifoferes hanod, the size of a tube that was typically placed in a skin bottle, in a leather pouch, and that was a standardized size, which was, the Gemara tells us, shtei etzpaos chozron lemekomon, enough space, enough of an opening, that two fingers of the hand could rotate easily through this opening. If it doesn't have that big an opening, then the water inside the vessel is not truly connected to the mikvah water. It's going to be part of the mikvah to the extent that the outer vessel will be considered nitval, immersed, but it's not going to be enough of a connection to consider those little utensils that you put inside this outer bottle, to consider those little utensils immersed properly. And therefore, Rava holds, even though this is not a major concern, just make sure that you don't do that make sure you don't try to immerse little things in something that doesn't have that amount of an opening. But when it came to Kodshim, they did not allow you to immerse anything within something else because they were worried about this case. That's the stringency that applies to Kodshim. Our Gemara presents a fascinating contrast between Rav Ila's way of learning the Mishnah and Rava's way of learning the Mishnah. Let's look at the Gemara 6 lines down on today's daf, Chaf Beis Amud Aleph in Chagiga. Mai Ika Bein Derava L'Derabi Ila. What's the difference between Rava and Rav Ila? Ika Beinayu, the difference is Sal V'Gargustini, a basket or a large strainer, Shemilon Kalim, that he filled them with vessels, Vit Bilon, and he immersed them. Lemanda Oma Mishum Chatzitza Ika, if your concern is that there might be a separation because anytime there's something within something, it might weigh it down. So a basket and a large strainer are no different than anything else. You have items that are touching each other. They're weighing down on each other. It's within a larger item. So all of your concerns are still here. Lamando oma mishum gzeira shamayat ba machten vitsinorios bekli she'em bepiv kishefoferes hanod. But if your concern is that the opening might not be big enough to connect the inner water to the outer water of the mikvah and make it one big mikvah, so salve gargustini she'em befiem kishefaferes hanod leka. There's no such case that a basket or a large strainer would ever have such a small opening. And therefore, by definition, a basket should not have this rule and should not have this concern that something inside of it won't be properly connected to the mikvah water. And therefore, according to Rava, our Mishnah would refrain from such a restriction and would say that if you're being tovel in sal vigargustini, the basket or the large strainer, which for sure have large openings on top, then there's no concern even for Kodesh, and you could be tovel vessels within vessels. How does this play out in practical halacha? So we recognize that these stringencies were specifically for Kodesh, for things from the Beis HaMikdash. So we're not dealing with things from the Beis HaMikdash. So we do not have the Gzeira, the legislation. However, we do have the original prohibited case, which prompted the legislation. In the words of the Ramah, Yoredeya Simen Resh Beis Sif Vav, Mutu Litvo Kli Besoch Kli. You're allowed to immerse a vessel within a vessel. Im Yesh Befi Achitzon Kishefaferes Hanot. But you must make sure, pay attention, that the outer vessel in which you are immersing these other things, make sure that that outer vessel indeed has an opening like the Shefoferes Hanod, like the spout of a skin bottle, the amount of two fingers with generosity, so that the inner water is connected to the outer water. Because as we said, we're not legislating against every vessel within vessel immersion. That's only by Kodshim. But the reason for that Gezerah, which was lest you try to immerse within a vessel that isn't open enough in its spout, so that remains. That's true. That's a halacha. And that would apply even in our time. Continues the Ramah, V'yizoyer shekli apnimi yehi rafui. And you should make sure that the inner vessel, which is resting inside the larger outer vessel. Yehirafo, it should be loose. It shouldn't be resting firmly. You bounce it around. You let the water inside underneath it. Besoch kli hachitzon, so that it's not stopping the water from getting in between these two vessels. One final thought over here. Our Gemara states that a basket never has a situation that its opening isn't big enough, kishefoferes hanod, like this requisite size to connect the water inside of it to the outside mikvah water. What happens if you construct a basket that indeed does not have a big enough opening to allow the inner water to touch the outer water? For example, a sack or a net in which you literally close the top. Imagine if a person would put some silverware into a net, like a sock bag, and immerse it like that. So at no point is there indeed a two-finger size in any hole that this bag has. You've constructed a basket that does not have such an opening. Possibly, the fact that there are so many openings, maybe they collectively add up to the amount of shifoferes hanod. This could apply in the case of silverware, a basket, a bag, I should say, that you close if you decide to close it. Likewise, it could possibly affect the hairnet question, where a person wants to go into mikvah and they want to make sure the hair goes in all the way, so they want to use a hairnet. And again, this question is an intriguing question. If I would close it entirely, seal it really tight, so that there's no spot of shifoferes hanod, would the water inside that net that's on the inside of that border, would it in fact be truly connected to the outside? Do we say collectively the hairnet has enough openings, or do we need at some point that there actually be an opening that is in its diameter a generous two fingers for entry? Yashikoach, thank you for joining.